The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want you to think long and hard. What would you put in your time capsule today that would be open 30 years from now? Like, what would be something that really defines who you are and the time? And the reason we're talking about this is because there's a school in Rhode Island that opened a time capsule from 1995. And some of the things they found, I'd completely forgot about some of them. So obviously the way we were listening to music, completely different, right? The old cassette tape.
Are those like the things that you put into like video, like a videotape thing?
She's like, I don't know what that is. It looks like you put in a videotape. She didn't know the word cassette. So they're asking the students, what do you think this is? That's really why it went viral, because not only did they open it, they asked their current students, what are these things? How are you going to know what a cassette is? I mean, who has a cassette player still? I guess they're kind of back. I shouldn't say that. You can go to Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, people are collecting them now.
Yeah, they're collecting them and stuff now. Otto, you still have, I know somebody recently made a cassette, a musician. I don't remember who it was. Anyway, what about a cell phone back then? Take a listen.
Show everybody what a cell phone looks like from 1990.
And you would text, you text people with it?
No, you don't have text on that. No. This gray thing.
It looks like a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie. Okay, yeah. It's a cell phone.
It's the size of a brick. Like back then, the cell phone. And the kid is like, oh, so you text from here? She's like, no, there's no text. They, you know, because you can't, like, what, you would only call people? We don't even talk to people anymore on the phone. So them trying to guess is fascinating. And speaking of not having text, how did we text back in the day? Pagers.
What do you think that green fluorescent thing is?
This one?
Yes.
I'm not really sure. It kind of reminds me of a beeper, but I'm not
sure. It is
sure.
A beeper.
Oh, it is?
Good job. Yes.
A beeper.
A beeper. Do you know what a beeper does?
You could text people with it. Numbers,
yeah, basically numbers.
She called it a beeper. I'm like, her dad must be a doctor, because that's the only people that still have those things around. You can still, once in a while, you'll see somebody that still has the old school beeper on him.
I haven't seen a pager in years. And the people that I knew weren't using pagers for surgery or to be notified by the hospital.
They weren't doctors?
No.
I think the principle here is breaking down how we used to text with pagers.
So these are confiscated items.
Oh my God.
Take a look at this cell phone right here. So in our day, right, you guys use text messages. We used to text with numbers, right? So 07734, when you flipped it around, it would say hello.
Remember, you have to text with numbers?
Yeah.
You would like, I heart you, use a 3 and a V. And oh my gosh, there were just so many different ways to communicate. It's just so archaic when you think about it. I thought I was, you couldn't tell me I wasn't special when I got my first pager. I was like, oh, look at me.
I never knew what anybody was talking about when they would send those messages like that. I would be like, what is that?
Because you had to turn it upside down, Otto. Jeez.
Did you guys ever do time capsules?
I never did one.
No,
I've always wanted to do one.
I did one in elementary school, and I just remembered what I put in there.
Otto, what was it?
So I was very into baseball at the time, and so I put a baseball in there. I remember that. But I also put some baseball cards, and I just looked up what the price of a Ken Griffey rookie card is, and I put that inside the capsule. There's some that are selling for $50,000. There's another one that's for
$170,000. Well, then why don't we go dig up that time capsule, sir? What are we waiting for? Why are we on the radio right now? What?
I never heard anything about the time capsule, because I think whoever opened the time capsule is like, oh, look at all this stuff I could sell.
Obviously.
You gave somebody a nice little eBay find right there, dude.
There's one of them for $195,000. I'm like, I wonder if I have that.
I don't hear about it. I really. You had the Little Mermaid, the first one, too, that had the...
That one burned down in the house, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? It had the odd castle.
Yeah, that one Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it had the odd castle.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
So the first Little Mermaid VHS tape, Otto, his family bought the first rollout. And when you looked at the cover... The castle was it did not look like a castle.
It was a phallic symbol.
Gotcha. There you go.
Because it has to be up there with the Cars VHS. If anybody has the movie Cars, that's the last VHS that Disney made. So, like, those are really valuable as well, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I sold that at a garage sale. No.
Oh, man, dude.
For, like, 50 cents.
See, people are so smart with the items they're putting into their time capsule, because I don't know what it says about me, but the first reason that came to my mind was I would want to put my McDonald's order, like my receipt. I want to put my McDonald's receipt in the time capsule.
So you could put McDonald's in there too and it looked the same.
Whatever. Otto, that is not true. Maybe it is. But Anthony, that would be interesting because you put those receipts in there and people would be like, oh my God, look how cheap that was. It was only $12. Now it's $89. Like, you know what I mean? Like, That's interesting. I would put a ring light in there because who knows what we're going to be using in 30 years and my clip-in hair extensions. Who could figure that out? Like, what do you do with these? You
know? By then, you'll just take a pill and your hair will grow whatever you want it to be.
I mean, right? You're not even, the baldness will be cured in 30 years. God, let's hope. Otto, what would you put in your time capsule today since you put the baseball in our future in your last one?
The one thing I was thinking about, do you know how I always talk about having my tester tee to make sure I'm not gaining too much weight?
Yes.
Oh, your tester t-shirt?
Yeah. So I will put my tester t-shirt in there just to make sure, you know, I'm staying on track 25 years from now.
But that's not relevant to anybody else. That's not just some old t-shirt, random t-shirt with pit
stains. It's relevant to me. I mean, whatever. I obviously put a small house payment in the last capsule, so... I think that I would probably put my phone in there just so I could show everybody the archaic phone just like they did last time.
I don't know, though. Apple's been, you know, they kind of been getting us now. They're just selling us the same phone for way more money every single year.
You're like 25 years later and it still looks the same?
Only it costs $50,000.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The biggest streaming artist in the world was just cast in his lead role in a movie. So no, it's not Taylor Swift. Ooh. I'll tell you who he is after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
First and foremost, let's start by paying tribute to a American icon. On this day in 1967, may he rest in peace, Kurt Cobain was born. We also have Charles Barkley celebrating his birthday, Trevor Noah, Olivia Rodrigo, and Rihanna celebrating her birthday as well.
Okay, so lots of big music artists right there. Not bigger than Bad Bunny, though. Bad Bunny is the most streamed artist in the world when it comes to global music. He also just had his first number one here in the U.S., or he had two, number one and number two. First time in history that Billboard had a non-English song.
He's dominating the charts.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Just like every artist does right after the big game.
Yeah, you're right, Otto. But he's been dominating the charts before the big game.
He has since 2018, probably.
Will he dominate the movie theaters? He has been cast in his first starring role. It's called Puerto Rico. He is starring alongside Edward Norton.
Oh.
This is a real movie.
Yeah.
And according to reports, he has been studying. And he has been taking acting classes, and that's why he scrubbed his Instagram. By the way, if you're not a Bad Bunny fan and you freaked out, like, why is this gone? You haven't been following him. Every time he finishes something, he deletes it, it's out, he moves on to the next thing. That's just his way. I don't know if it's a superstitious thing or if he just thinks this is
it's
behind
just the way
me.
He runs his socials.
Yeah. Also, he was just spotted with his ex-girlfriend, Gabriella, who I love.
Oh, that was the original girlfriend, right?
Yeah. No. The OG was another one. But this is the sort of original that I love them together. It was the first time he was seen at a Lakers.
He was not lying in Titi Me Pregunto.
No. Titi Me Pregunto. Why you got so many girlfriends? His auntie asked him why. But Gabriella's been the one, honestly, that he's been with more than any. When he released, I can't remember which album it was. Gosh, somebody remind me. He featured her in a mini movie on his Instagram, on his YouTube. I feel like they're meant to be together. I don't know.
Maybe it was just a break, and then maybe they're going to be back.
Interesting.
I will say he did get cleared by the FCC.
Because he didn't say anything bad.
Yeah.
It was that stupid idiot, whoever he was in Florida, that was like, it's bad words. All he did was look up the lyrics. Well, sir, he didn't sing those lyrics on the TV.
And the other thing was that guy was just looking for some attention.
Can't even remember his name.
We started off talking about his Billboard success onto his movie career, onto his dating advice and life, and then to his FCC defeat. This is a one-stop news source for all Benito news.
Exactly.
Dana Cortez actually reached a flow state when describing Bad Bunny's life, and I'm quite impressed, my friend.
Well, remember when he was in the movie with Adam Sandler? What was it, the second
Happy Gilmore 2?
And this is Adam talking about Bad Bunny acting.
The bunny was on fire. The crew loved him. Every time we did scenes, there were loads of gallery members going, holy.
There's Bad Bunny.
Well, of course they were excited. You know, probably all listened to him. And then here's Bad Bunny himself talking about transitioning to acting.
Music is my passion, is my first love. So I'm here to try new things. So yeah, I'm really enjoying the process, enjoying every opportunity that people give me.
And this will be the biggest opportunity thus far for Benito in the world of acting. All right, as soon as we get a release date and all that, we'll let you know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Next time somebody tells you Mickey D's, that's not healthy. Tell them, that's not what DJ Automatic told me. One of my favorite items on the menu is actually good for you. We'll give you more deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez, inside the Cole studio.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Okay, so for Black History Month, I want to talk about Mary Jackson. She was the first American aerospace engineer allowed to work at NASA. First black female engineer. Back in the 50s, too.
This was during segregation.
Yeah, before the civil rights movement.
Yes.
Exactly, but she was just that good. She was featured in Hidden Figures. Her role was played by Janelle Monáe.
Oh.
Who did such a great job in that movie. It's one of my faves. All right, so what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
So today is the first day of Lent, and you're not supposed to eat meat on the first day of Lent. So I decided to tell you guys that McDonald's, this is not an ad in any way, sources 100% of their fish from sustainable wild-caught Alaskan seas.
Which is insane. So wild-caught. These are fish that swim in the wild. They're not farmed. They're in Alaska. It is some of the best fish that you could ever eat.
Most of the fish you're getting at this point is farmed. For McDonald's to actually have wild-caught fish is really, really good.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So you guys
way better for you.
You guys are fish fillet people?
Oh, yes.
I love me a fish fillet. I wonder if Long John's gets it from the same place, because their fish fillet is amazing, too.
Well, I don't know. Dude, I'm not here for all that.
I don't think there's a bigger McDonald's fan in the room besides myself, but the McDonald's fish fillet, that's where I draw the line. I can't do it.
Anthony.
I'm not a tart.
What kind of Catholic are you?
The
normal kind.
One.
Yeah, I was going to say the normal kind. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, can I have a lengua taco? All right. What do you have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right. Let's go ahead and kick it off with National Love Your Pets Day, everybody.
Oh, we love Lord Oliver Cromwell.
I've loved him for thousands of dollars this week.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, he's doing much better, too. He's feeling much better. He's back to his old self.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Way earlier this morning, talking about inside the 6 o'clock hour, I admitted to cheating. I had to get a new stylist. I can't keep flying back and forth. It just makes no sense. It's not cost effective. My girl owns her salon now. She could only squeeze me in certain days. My hair was looking ratty and mousy, so I had to venture out. And I found someone who did my hair very...
You cheated. You cheated on our girl, Alicia.
Like a real cheater, too. You're making up all these different reasons why you had to step out on your person.
Well, my hair looked bad. Even Otto was like, your hair's looking bad. I'm like...
Did you feel guilty after it was done?
I felt guilty while it was happening. I was
dirty girl.
Didn't your new person console you?
She did. She said, Dana, I know exactly how you feel. I know this is hard. But the worst part is when I got home, Otto said, damn, your hair looks good. And then my mom was like, Mija, you look so pretty. It looks so good. I thought, well... It's over.
Have you ever cheated on your barber, Aunt?
Well, I mean, honestly, I've always kept an open line of communication and
an open relationship.
Mm-hmm. I have an open relationship, but it's always important to be open and honest. And your barber is going to be able to spot, like, oh, okay, this isn't
They're going to figure it out. They knew right away when I cut Otto's hair.
Huh?
So,
but also, I've also used my. Oh, what? Hold on. Wait, you what?
So
I forgot about this.
Look, during COVID, our girl Alicia, she could not cut anybody's hair. We couldn't go. We couldn't come. We couldn't do anything. So Otto was like, you got to clean me up in the back. And I don't even know what that means. So he's like, you're going to take these clippers, Dana, and you're going to measure across. You're going to cut my hair. And by the time it was all done, have you seen the movie, with the Minions? What is it called? Despicable Me?
Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah, Despicable Me.
I looked like that guy.
Vector. Do you know who Vector is? He's the villain.
Aww.
You see that bow cut?
As she was cutting it, it just kept getting worse and worse.
Well, because I kept trying to fade it further up and further up.
Oh, whoa.
And I don't even know what that means either, fading it, but he kept going, you're going to fade it in. I'm like, okay. By the time I finished, the back of his hairline was up to the top of the crown of his head. He just had this Clyde bowl cut.
We just had to go ahead and shave all that
off. There's literally a video out somewhere that went viral. It was probably the worst cut during COVID.
Yeah.
And
shout out to my girl, Lisa, for saving my hair, and then you go and cheat on her.
So even during COVID, she said, look, I know I'm not supposed to see him, but he can sneak around a back way. We have to fix that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.